Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you and having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. And we're celebrating his 17th anniversary. Happy anniversary, Tim Berry. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, wow. And there again, congrats to you for doing this.
No. You're not going to get away with this. This is all about you. Ladies and gentlemen, 17 years ago this month, I was just getting my business, my show kicked off. I've been on the air for a couple of 3 months, and I found a little covey of experts that most of them are still with me. And Tim was one of them. He was one of the early ones to join me. And he's been back ever since January of 97 when he first started joining me. And boy, have we talked about business planning and how to run a business better and how to do lots of other things. And Tim, I just can't tell you what an important thing it is, not only for my show, but for me as an individual, to have you as a resource for us, but also for you to be my friend.
Oh, it's been fun all the time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And we do good topics. It's always fun. You're great at it. And I do insist to congratulate you back because that's 17 years of 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And, boy, that's an achievement.
And there's another anniversary we have this month. This is the 17th year anniversary of our Internet simulcast. We've been simulcasting on the Internet since January of 97. When you were on the first time, people were not listening to you on our broadcast. They were listening to you on our simulcast. Of course, they were having to use a dial-up modem to do it.
But
so I think there were three people doing it at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, let's get back to our business planning, the one-page summary. We talked about the problem that you saw. What are you doing that makes you different from the others? How are you going to make room for yourself in the marketplace? What is your solution? What is the way you're going to solve it? Why is it your business should be doing it? And that, now you've got the next two things in this one business plan is management team experience and growth plans. Talk to us about management.
Yes, and again, in the context of seeking investment, management team experience is really important because that lowers the risk for investors. There's no pretending that there isn't way more risk when it's your first time through the bewildering, delightful maze that is doing a startup, building a new business.
Right.
So in purely investor context, that's why that's there. If you were going to a bank, it might not be one of the top five points. But for investors, angel investors, and I speak as one of them, I'm in a group now and I do this, they want to see somebody running this startup who's been through this before.
Investors can be a little bit of credential snobs, can't they?
Well, credentials, if you include experience, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are going to be a little snobbish about that. You're going to be looking for that, and if it's just one person with an idea and a bunch of part-timers who don't know anything about the industry, as opposed to somebody who's bringing in people who have some critical mass, those are two big differences, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and credentials, if you count experience as credentials, absolutely, because it's about finding the lowest risk possible in relation to the possible return.
Right.
And you just need to have been there before.
You need to have some backup in your organization. What about growth goals? That's your fifth.
Growth goals, we're trying to describe a lot in a single page. You absolutely have to describe your company's growth goals because that talks about scale. Are you going to go to $100,000 a year or $100 million a year? Well, what better way to say it than, here's where we're trying to go. Here's how much we want to grow over the next 3 years.
Do we have to balance growth projections with any kind of negative cash or how long it'll be to positive cash? Do we have to talk about that at all in this?
No, in the one-page business plan, you have to leave some things for later on because you can't really include everything. If you set up the scale of growth, there's the assumption about cash needs that are underlying that.
But I will tell you, if you deliver a one pager and you've only got, and you got your growth plans there as number five, you better be prepared to talk about cash, because if they talk to you, that's going to come up.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Because you can't run a business without planning cash flow.
Those two things have to be part of it. It's exactly. Hey, Tim, well done today. Good job. Let's do 17 years more years of this. What do you think?
I'm with you, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for being here. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for 17 great years. We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us, and I've been telling you that for a long time, and he continues to deliver year after year. That's what we love about him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, working with you, small business owners. You're my heroes. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.